Good morning, everybody, or as we say here in Quebec, bonjour. So please don't worry, I will not speak French in the call. And first of all, we are distributed today in the call. So Jochen and the team sits in Germany, in Stuttgart. I'm personally here in Quebec. So we hope that the quality of the telephone line works. So I apologize in advance if it's a bit more difficult maybe to listen. But let's now go to the background and explanations of our recent acquisition of Vineo. We are quite excited about
the
opportunity.
There are 13
today.
Parties in conference.
We have performed the whole day yesterday in terms of talking to the employees, but also to the clients. So very positive feedback. So let me give you the background. So let's go to next slide, please. So next slide, we can see that Vineo is an integrated IT services company focusing 100%, and that was the main reason of the acquisition, focus 100% on property and casualty, P&C, and life and health insurance companies. They are a certified partner for Guidewire technology platform. And actually just yesterday, Everest, one of the industry analysts, issued a rating of Guidewire partners. You might know that we as GFT are a Guidewire partner as well. Obviously, Vineo is much larger and has more clients, but also more knowledge. They even have a center of excellence where they do training and a boot camp. So together, we definitely are high up now on the Guidewire service partner landscape. And on top, they advise clients not only on Guidewire, but also on OIPA, which is an Oracle package solution for the life and health clients. So on both sides of the insurance business, Vineo is able to support the clients for sure with services, bespoke solutions, consulting, but even also implementing package solutions, which is more and more the driver. And more insurance companies are industrializing their IT, but also more and more insurance companies are now digitizing their services. So we think this is actually a great market to be in. Key figures, and we'll come to that a bit later when Jochen gives you more details around the figures, is in Canadian dollars, around 24 million, EBITDA of 4.3 and EBT of 4.2. And in euros, it's approximately 15.4 million euros and an EBITDA of 2.59. Let's go to next slide. So the USP of Vineo is obviously the focus on the insurance sector. They started in Quebec, and then they supported a lot of Canadian clients. Quebec is the core, it's the center of the Canadian insurance business. So most insurance companies are here in Quebec. They support many insurance companies, and they followed some of the insurance companies then to Europe, for example, like AXA. So they also support insurance companies with some people in Belgium and in France. And for sure, US being the closest market is just right close, right with a right aside to them. And we are now together investing also into sales into the US market to support specifically the Guidewire business in the US. They have a quite healthy client structure. They have 4 out of 10, the top 10 Canadian insurers. They do have very long-standing client relationships, multi-year contracts. So with each of their top 5 clients, they have a 5-year master service agreement, which allows them to support them and discuss regularly about new trends, new changes. So yesterday, for example, their largest client is Desjardins, which is a very, very large bank, plus they also have an insurance. I mean, obviously, Vineo supports Desjardins on the insurance side. And for us, it's now the opportunity not only to extend the insurance business and roll it out across US, but also into Europe, but also to be able to go to those insurance clients, which many of them are banks as well, and offer the GFT services from that they are banking competence. So business synergies are really promising, and this was why we were so interested. Approximately 62% of the business of Vineo is Guidewire. Why do I keep talking about Guidewire? We probably can see that over next slide. So, but let's first go to slide number 4 and give you a bit of the rationale. I think you probably mostly got most of it already. It gives us, obviously, access to the international insurance market. GFT today already is in the insurance business, a bit in Italy, a bit in Spain, a bit here and there. Now, together, we clearly can actually stand up and talk about all aspects and all IT topics which usually insurance companies are interested in. On as well, it does strengthen our North America business, which was always part of our agenda, and we talked about that in other calls. And it clearly strengthened our Canadian position. We were already in Canada. One of our main clients there is Scotiabank, but we were located in Toronto. Actually, Vineo as well has a team of approximately 10 people in Toronto, so they now will just be joined up. And definitely now then being more than 200 people in Canada makes a lot of sense and help us. And what's also interesting about Quebec specifically, the rates are quite competitive. So we can probably also use Quebec as a resourcing center to the U.S., not only for insurance, but basically potentially also for other opportunities. And the excellent fit to our existing insurance business is clearly what made us be very interested. It strengthened our technology portfolio, and it definitely complements the existing insurance business and the Guidewire competency. The retention rate Vineo has with their clients is quite high. It's above 92%. They did their compound annual growth rate over the last 2 years is above 30%. Now, you could say it's small as well, but still. And the prediction for the future is also quite promising. And their EBITDA margin is above our group average, so it definitely contributes to our plan to not only grow in top line, but also improve and increase the percentage of our EBITDA margin. And we believe the cultural fit is quite strong, which, as you might know, is quite important, acquiring a consulting organization as basically its working assets. So yesterday, we sat down with the management, with the next levels, with all the people, and you can already see in even in social channels, people are greeting each other and really are excited, because for the Vineo people, it's the opportunity to leverage and to, let's say, to leapfrog the international expansion. And for the GFT side, it's simply, as I said, getting access to the insurance market on a large scale and being able to widen our technology portfolio, not even to speak about access to more clients. Let's go to slide number 5. And here you can see a bit of a background of why the Guidewire competence of Vineo is so promising. Guidewire is an American company. They literally offer a platform for the insurance clients, mainly on the claims, but actually it's end-to-end lifecycle support. It's a platform for the property and casualty insurers. And you can see here their compound annual growth rate over 10 years is at 22%. And they're adding new customers literally every day. So it's really growing rapidly. So we can see that this is a promising business for the future. And IDC and Gartner have both ranked Guidewire as the leader of those type of platforms in the P&C business. And having explained that, I would now like to hand over to Jochen on page number 6.
All right, here we go. What are the key points of the transaction? Page 6. Well, the acquisition is for the entire share capital, so it's a simple deal. We buy 100%, and we will fully integrate Vineo over the coming quarters, and also we will include the Vineo brand inside the GFT brand. It will be GFT only after a certain period of time. The management, who's also the sellers, they remain with GFT. We established an earnout scheme for the next 4 years, so they are motivated to stay on board for quite a while. The transaction is paid in cash, and the cash out will be in the third quarter 2018. Both parties have agreed to keep the purchase price confidential, but we all know that with the Q2 numbers, there will be some, or at least with the Q3 numbers, there will be some communication with our quarterly reports. The closing will be 31st of July, so we will consolidate as of 1st of August, which means 5 months in 2018. And now come to the last point, which is contribution to GFT financials. 5 months means roughly 7 million euros of revenues, which will go into our P&L. On the earnings side, overall, there will be no significant contribution in 2018. Of course, there will be an positive operational EBITDA coming from the revenue. But as the earnout, for example, to the sellers who stay on board has to be shown as salary in IFRS, it will also burden the EBITDA. Therefore, we have to now look into all the PPA effects, the earnout effects, and we will give a more in-depth communication on the contribution for the last 5 months of 2018 with our Q2 numbers. So coming up in roughly 4 weeks' time anyway. And on the employee number, 160. But let's go to the next slide, because it's better to look at the employee numbers here on slide number 7. We now included Vineo here, 160 employees. They are all indicated in orange. Of course, the biggest location is in Quebec, 140 people, plus another 30-40 freelancers in Toronto. We have 6. And now we add 2 locations in Europe on top, which is Belgium, with roughly 10 people, who are most of them Canadians, who now work in Belgium at the moment. And we have France, 4 people. So by adding Belgium and France, we made it to 50% of the quarterfinal of the World Cup in GFT countries, right? Without, we failed because too many of our countries did not succeed. But that was not the main driver of the deal. Going to the next slide, biggest clients. The biggest clients of GFT are on the top, but you know them already. We have indicated the insurance clients separately this time, and you do see the new insurance clients coming from Vineo. And the biggest is Desjardins, but the others are also quite relevant for Vineo, which is La Capitale, IA Group Financière. I have to polish up my French, I believe, and Promotuel. Of these, Desjardins, as Marika already indicated, is also a bank. It's one of the 10 biggest banks in Canada, currently untapped by Vineo. They only focus on the insurance business. For us, this is additional cross-selling potential. But also the next 2 offer savings products and mortgages. So there is often a mixture in Canada between insurance company and bank. And therefore, we do see potential in more than only Desjardins customer for the coming years. All in all, the insurance business at GFT stood at roughly 8 million euros of revenues currently. And if you add 60 million coming from Vineo, we are now talking 24 million for a last 12-month period, which would be 6% of our revenue. So we are strengthening the insurance business inside GFT. Let's move forward, and this is already the summary and last slide. Why did we do the Vineo deal? It's a diversification in geography, mainly Canada and a bit in Belgium. By sector, we strengthen insurance. And client base, we just discussed the names on the slide before. They showed above average revenue growth and above average EBITDA margins, which we hope we are able to sustain while growing further. And the full impact of this will mainly be seen in 2019. And of course, it supports our midterm target in 2022, where we want to achieve roughly 150 million with companies we acquire in the years from today to 22. So Vineo is already part of that. All right, that was our presentation, and now we are ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to move yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by 2. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And one moment for the first question, please. First question comes from the line of Andreas Wolf with Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello, good morning. Congratulations on the acquisition. I have quite some questions, to be frank. So my question is first on the co-insurance solutions. Will you also provide tailor-made solutions in the future? Is this an idea that you bear in mind? So that would be my first question. And then maybe you could also elaborate a bit on Oracle. Is it mainly an infrastructure software or is it an application? I could not really read it from the Oracle statement. Then it would probably also extend your reach into life insurance, which would obviously be a broader range than just P&C. Third question, I'm trying to understand the multi-year contracts of Vineo, because my initial thought was that Vineo implements the solutions. So what are the multi-year contracts based on? Is it the maintenance that comes after the implementation? And is it right to assume that Guidewire does not only offer cloud solutions, because my perception was that Guidewire has a cloud focus. Maybe you could shed some light on this as well. And then the last one, the obvious question, will the acquisition have any impact on your 2018 revenue guidance? Thank you.
So thanks, Mr. Wolf. So let me answer the first questions, and I think the last one, Jochen will take over. So first of all, we have provided tailor-made solutions to insurance business. We're going to continue doing so, and Vineo does as well. I'll give you one example. We just implemented a fraud solution based on artificial intelligence algorithm, actually to a P&C company in Italy, and similar stuff was done by Vineo. So it will always be a mix for insurance companies, a mix of providing package solutions and customize them, but also enhance them either by tailor-made modules or even do a complete application tailor-made. So it was a mix in the past, will continue to be a mix in the future. To your second question on the Oracle, it's a solution, it's an application, it's not infrastructure, and you're right, it's an application for the life and health insurance. And Vineo just recently started that partnership. We also talked to Oracle yesterday, and they are now definitely as well excited that Vineo and GFT goes together, as GFT is simply bigger, so we could probably scale up that business. And yes, it's a much bigger market than even P&C. Your third question on the multi-year contracts, it's a mix, to be honest. Yes, there are some maintenance services provided by Vineo after, for example, a package implementation. But mainly the multi-year contracts are classic master service agreements, which means you simply are listed, you could say, as a strategic partner, as an important partner for the client. Regulations are agreed, rate cards are agreed, and it simply gives you a better chance to win business, but you still have to win the business. You still have to win the different projects and solutions. So it's not a multi-year contract in the terms of, let's say, guaranteed business. And your last question I'll cover is whether Guidewire provides only cloud-based solutions. No, you can implement Guidewire also on-premise. That depends on the client, whether they want to use the cloud solution or whether they want to have it implemented on-premise. For us, honestly, it's no difference. At the very end, this is a customer decision. We just support both. But usually, if a client has decided to, in principle, use the cloud, then they usually move more applications to the cloud. And that is actually an additional business, an additional service we can provide to help the client migrating or changing their applications. And it's a growing business we see as such in GFT, not just with insurance companies, but definitely insurance companies as well. And therefore, it's simply right and good that Guidewire obviously also offers their solution on a cloud base.
And the last question, well, we're currently collecting the last orders for this third quarter from our customers. Well, it's July, right? We should. Therefore, we will need the last 4 weeks until the Q2 numbers to fully have a grab on our revenue for the year 2018. Therefore, I refer to the same date with the Q2 reporting. We will update on the revenue side. Currently, we have the bandwidth of 400 to 420. It's only 7 million that we add, so there will be no major impact. I think that's what I can say as of today.
Thank you.
All right. Happy to take more questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. The next question comes from the line of Dustin Mildner with Equinet Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thanks for hearing my questions. Two questions, one on the synergies. Can you give us an idea on what do you expect from the acquisition? And at the same time, what are the integration costs for this and next year? Maybe you can shed some light on what do you expect to spend on the U.S., the expansion of the U.S. business regarding Vineo. And finally, it would be nice to hear if you could give us an update on how the M&A pipeline does look like at the moment. Thank you very much.
So your first question, the expectations for the synergies, it's literally only expectation on business synergies, on growing opportunities. This deal is not much about cost synergies. It's really about sharing the clients, using the fast access to now existing clients, which simply shortcuts the sales cycle. So we expect that Vineo continues, and they, again, as Jochen explained, we have agreed on an earnout. So Vineo, on the insurance side, wants to grow by 25% per year in the next years. That's the plan. Let's see how this goes. And on top, we for sure want to benefit from additional growth by accessing existing clients or offering that solution to other clients. In terms of the integration cost, it will be mainly time, it will be mainly cost for our existing people and some Vineo people who simply have to sit down and integrate some stuff. So we do not expect, honestly, huge impact. However, it will cost a bit of time, but there is one overarching theme, which is no disruption to business. And on your third question, the spend for the U.S. expansion. So Vineo was on their way to hire somebody in the U.S., which we simply now speed up. So we're going to have a separate sales channel in the U.S. for the insurance business. And we, in parallel to Vineo, have invested in the U.S. and keep investing into the U.S. as this is the most untapped market for us in GFT. And on your last question on the M&A pipeline, well, it's always work in progress, as you might appreciate. We are constantly looking for companies like Vineo who have a deep competence on something and are really a leader. And therefore, you know, we are working on that, but you might appreciate that we cannot disclose, you know, the discussions which might be on early stages. Maybe Jochen wants to add a bit to those questions.
No, that was picture perfect. I fully agree.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
The next question comes from the line of Bastien Jallet of Alto Invest. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations for the acquisition. Two questions about Vineo. How much of the top five clients, how much do they represent for Vineo? Do they do Vineo rely heavily on them? Because we know that GFT may have some problem with their biggest clients. And the second about synergies, what is the split of clients having both banking and insurance activities where you could provide them your banking expertise and banking activities on GFT, made by GFT. Thank you.
Maybe I answer the top five on revenue question. quite fast. It's roughly 75% with the top five. So when you look at the size of the company, and they work with quite big insurance companies, it is quite concentrated, which we like, because inside GFT, these accounts then are of a relevant size and not just a lot of very small customers. And it shows a deep relationship, which would then lead to the synergies question. Marika, I think that's for you.
Yeah, so on the synergy side, as we highlighted, the biggest client, Desjardins, is actually a much bigger bank than the, even our insurance companies, also the next one, Capital, but also Industrielle Alliance. They offer banking products as well. And even in relation to the insurance side, going a bit back to your concern that, having big customers and having concentrated customer client portfolio can always be the perfect basis for growth, but can always also create some issues if those clients struggle. In relation to the size of the clients, Ineo is still a small supplier as they only focus on certain parts of the business, the insurance business. So definitely the first three clients are banks as well. And, for example, even clients like AXA, which is, I think, their seventh largest client, is a huge insurance company worldwide, so a lot of untapped market. And also insurance companies are starting now to sell banking-type products and vice versa. So it's not just needed that they are a bank as such. But I would say definitely, again, Desjardins also, what was the second one? Capital. Yeah, La Capital are banks as well. But again, the main reason we acquired them was the insurance business. The banking side is just a synergy, which we haven't yet taken into account in terms of the growth plan of Ineo. It's a business synergy we want to grab in addition.
All right. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, star followed by one to ask a question. We have a follow-up question from Andreas Wolf with Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My follow-up questions are the following. So do you have any thoughts to expand the offering? I think there is, for instance, another insurance player, at least in Europe, like at Kubum. We have other standard software solution providers in the insurance sectors. Would this be a potential expansion of the business? What are your thoughts here? Second question is on onshore / nearshore. Does Ineo provide these opportunities for you as well to use your nearshore model? And the last one is on segmentation. If you have any thoughts to change the segmentation going forward in, let's say, for instance, banking / insurance / industrials, is this a direction that we might think about going forward? Thank you.
Yeah, at Kubum, for sure we know at Kubum for many years. At Kubum is providing their own platforms and their own solutions to the market, and then they also provide their services for. We would rather see us as a partner to at Kubum, like we are a partner to Guidewire, than acquiring at Kubum itself, as this is more a product company. And so far in GFT,
yes,
we followed the strategy of providing, let's say, services to platforms and not owning a platform and product ourselves. And this is quite a different business. So I would never exclude that, and we always keep thinking to review our strategy. But so far, we focus on the professional service side of the business. So therefore, as Kubum in this moment would not be a target for us. In terms of your question whether Ineo could benefit of the nearshore model of GFT, well, first of all, interesting, Ineo does it themselves. You could say they do nearshore as much as it's near from Quebec to Belgium and France. And obviously, it's the French language which connects all those countries together. We were lacking so far the French language competence in our field. So I think we could actually use maybe Quebec as a nearshore service to French-speaking customers, and vice versa. If we now extend the Guidewire competence, for example, into Europe, yes, we can use the nearshore model from Europe, from Spain, or from Italy to actually speed up Guidewire implementations in Europe. So the combination of the deep competence of Vineo plus the nearshore model, especially in Europe, I can see that. And as well in Americas, if you go into the US, as this is a large market, maybe Canada alone could not support the US with Guidewire implementation. So we could extend that competence, for example, to Brazil or even to Mexico or Costa Rica. And therefore, yes, this is exactly one of the ideas that the growth of Vineo can be at least supported, if not speed up, by the nearshore model of GFT. And to your last question on the segmentation, we already report, for example, clients per the different industries, and we also usually give some indications on the size of the different, let's say, industry sectors, but we haven't yet decided whether we want to change the segmentation in the reporting in the future. So this is, let's say, an open topic for the time being, given the size. We do not see a big reason to do that, but it might come in the future.
Thank you.
And there are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to pass back to Dr. Jochen Rütz for closing comments.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. We'll come back in 4 weeks with the Q2 numbers, and therefore hear you soon. Thanks for today. Bye-bye.